From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The Eurozone finance ministers meet Saturday to review Greece's latest economic reform plans aimed at getting another badly needed bailout from the European Union. There is no guarantee European Union officials will accept the deal. The Greek parliament approved the Athens government's new proposals early Saturday. The lawmakers met in a session that stretched well past midnight Friday after hearing a personal appeal from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. He said, "We will make it. We will make it not only to stay in Europe, but also to live as equal partners with dignity and pride, seeking our rights in Europe and opening up a path for the other nations of Europe." Tens of thousands of people gathered at a cemetery near the Bosnian city of Srebrenica Saturday to mark the 20th anniversary of the worst mass atrocity in Europe since World War II. The ceremony took place ahead of the burial of 136 newly identified victims, alongside more than 6,000 victims already buried at the Potokari Memorial Ceremony just outside Srebrenica. Ahmet Davutoğlu is Turkey's prime minister.
"Those who killed 8,000 Bosniak Muslims here, they didn't kill only numbers, or they didn't kill individual human beings. They killed humanity and human dignity here."
Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić of Serbia also entered the cemetery to lay flowers, but thousands booed and whistled. Others threw hard objects at him. This is VOA News. Egyptian authorities say a huge blast outside the Italian consulate in Cairo has killed one person and wounded at least four others. The consulate was severely damaged, and the area was flooded by underground pipes that ruptured in the explosion. Authorities say the blast Saturday morning was likely caused by a car bomb with an explosive device possibly placed under a parked vehicle and set off remotely. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which occurred in the morning when the consulate was closed. At least 14 people were killed and 74 injured in a suicide bomb attack at a crowded market in Chad's capital, N'Djamena, Saturday. The incident came hours after a separate bombing in Nigeria's Borno state killed two people. No group has claimed responsibility for either attack, but Chad blames Boko Haram, the Islamist militant group based in neighboring Nigeria, for a series of bombings and shootings in the Central African country in recent weeks. "Our current count is 15 dead," police spokesman Paul Munga said. The total includes the suicide bomber, a man dressed in a woman's burqa. Chad authorities banned the head-to-toe religious garment last month, citing the risk that attackers could use it as a disguise or hide explosives underneath. Iran and major powers gave themselves until Monday to reach a nuclear agreement, their third extension in 2 weeks. As VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports from Vienna, the move comes after the parties missed a Friday deadline.
Well, now that the ministers have blown through a second deadline, it seems like they're operating more on continuing the meetings as long as they're making some sort of progress. And that progress was described today by British Foreign Minister Hammond as painfully slow. But ministers here are vowing to continue the talks. It appears they're going to go through the weekend. Whether or not they can strike a deal is still very much up in the air, 18 months after they started these negotiations. In Vienna, Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News.
The top U.S. Psychology Association has apologized for the group's collusion with the U.S. Defense Department and the CIA to issue guidelines that supported torture, including waterboarding and sleep deprivation, following the September 11th terrorist attacks on the country 14 years ago. "We profoundly regret and apologize for the behavior and the consequences that ensued," said Dr. Nadine Caslow, who led the committee. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.